Originally, Adam was given the names. We were given the names of creation. And there was a real relationship and real respect and an interrelationship, because if you call something by its name, it responds. And if the shaman, the Kogi shaman, calls the mountain by its name, it responds. Everything is alive, everything is full of the light of God. And it's just we've forgotten how to make that connection. I think in the future we will once again be given back that heritage of the names of creation, and then creation can come alive in a way that it can't at the moment. It is like spiritually, many people have had dreams in which their name is called, and it's a very powerful initiation when in a dream your name is called, you are recognized for your real self, and a connection is made. And that's how it always used to be between humanity and the world, the manifest world. We knew the names, and if you call the name of something, it awakens, it speaks to you. And then there is a relationship, then the world can come alive again. That is how I see the future beyond this present time. We will be given back an awareness of the names, and then we can once again take up this relationship of vice-regents of the planet, of working together with creation. And that's why I think this, sadly it seems that a lot of ecology has become co-opted by this civilization. We're just using an ecological idea so we can continue without having a real relationship with creation, when sacred ecology should be, how can we go back, or not go back, how can we go forward into a real relationship with the created world, which is one. Because if we're moving into an era of oneness, it means everything. It means it's all included, from the spider, the stars, everything. Everything is present and everything is interrelated and everything is whole. And then we have a relationship with it, and then the created world responds to this relationship. And then once again we have this magical relationship between humanity and the world.